Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yeah, welcome. Hello, Caroline. How are you doing? How are you doing? Wait a minute, let me turn your mic up and then we'll make sure that you're on the air.
Hi, everybody.
There you are.
Caroline. Hi, Jace. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great until I messed up the buttons.
Oh, that's okay.
It's fine.
I forgive you. Guess who we have today?
You tell me.
We have the awesome Chef Bill Bracken from Bracken's Kitchen. Good morning, Chef. How are you?
Morning, Caroline. Morning, Jason. How are you guys today?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
We are great. So I'm really excited for all of the listeners to hear about your programs at Bracken's Kitchen and just dive right in and let everybody know what you're doing. It's really great.
Well, thank you. We're excited to be here and certainly excited about what we're doing. It's been a long 3 years, and we just got done feeding last night about 150 people in Santa Ana, which is a good example of kind of the foundation of what Bracken's Kitchen was, our food truck feeding program. And we were out with Betsy, our big red truck that was donated to us from Bruce's Catering about a year ago. And we go to an after-school program for homeless kids on Tuesday nights in Santa Ana. And when the families come to pick up the kids, we feed the entire family meal. We fed about 150 people last night and had a few leftovers that we dropped off at the Civic Center, the homeless population there. And that's kind of a typical Tuesday night. Tonight we head out to Anaheim to the Salvation Army, where they got a great program that they're bringing in the homeless people living down on the riverbanks. We'll feed about another 100 people tonight.
Yeah, that's amazing. Why don't we tell the listeners sort of your background? You are a very fancy chef from Beverly Hills.
I don't know about fancy, but I am a chef. I was.
And talk about your inspiration for starting Bracken's Kitchen, which is incidentally a mobile food truck that travels around Orange County feeding people, as Chef was just talking about. But yeah, talk about, you know, you were working at the top of the heap in terms of hospitality, and what made you want to do something different?
Well, you know, I always say I had a very blessed career, and all I've ever done is cook. And I somehow, coming from a real small town of Kansas, ended up in luxury hotels and 12 years at the Peninsula Beverly Hills, 8 years with Four Seasons Hotels.
See, fancy.
In Newport Beach. Certainly not what I envisioned when I left Wauthina, Kansas. But, you know, through the economic downturn, 2008, 9, 10, 11, all that, I saw firsthand what the economy was doing to a lot of people. And it really had an impact on me. I saw a lot of good people, friends of mine, lose their jobs, and I saw them really struggle just to put food on the table and pay their bills and everything. And it really caused me to want to do something. I started doing a lot of volunteer work at the Orange County Rescue Mission, and I just got involved. And I really not only learned about hunger in Orange County or Southern California, but really the cycle of poverty. And it really had an impact on me. And you know, the only thing that I really could do, what I have is the ability to cook. So
right.
I figured I need to do something. And quite frankly, I'm a man of faith and felt I was called to do something. I too lost my job in 2011. And unlike most people that were struggling, I'm sitting at home with, a good bank account and a good severance. It's like, okay, this was my calling. I need to do something. And that's where it was born.
Yeah, yeah. Bracken's Kitchen was born out of that. And so why don't you tell everybody the three initiatives that you've got going on with your Feeding Orange County program.
Absolutely. And we are, looking to expand well beyond Orange County. We're really trying to build a model here that we can mm-hmm. take anywhere. We're already looking into L.A. County. But, at the end of the day, we're a catering company. Is the way we like to look at ourselves. Yes, we are a nonprofit, a 501c3, but we cater. We feed people. I'm a chef at heart, and we try to take that food and beverage approach, and we call it our trio of services, like a good trio of desserts. They go perfect together, mm-hmm. and it's our food truck feeding program, which was our foundation, and now we're working on our rescued food program and our training program for at-risk youth. And the rescued food program is getting a lot of movement in Southern California, or in California in general, with the passage a few years ago of the Good Samaritan Act, and restaurants and hotels can now successfully donate leftover food from banquets and other events, and just at the end of a night, and not worry about it being not worried about being held liable if something happened from that donated food. So.
Right. Let's explain that, because in the past, they would be responsible if something happened, and all that food, all of us have been to fundraisers and all kinds of events and banquets.
The waste is just
crazy. And so this now, you have this program that you can take that food and feed people with it, which makes complete sense. you know, but people don't realize that there was all these other little, like, red tape that was blocking that from happening.
Yeah, for years it was just, again, we live in a very litigious society in a very litigious state, and people are worried about getting sued. But the Good Samaritan laws really absolve you of any responsibility. So you can, as a restaurant hotel, successfully donate leftover food. And what we want to do at Bracken's Kitchen, there's tons of food being rescued. And the easy stuff is at leftover processed food at supermarkets and things. But we're really looking for that. You know, you had a banquet last night in a hotel here in Laguna for 500 people, and 420 showed up, and they had 80 extra pieces of chicken.
Yep.
You know, where's it going? So we're working with the Shift End Hunger program through LA Specialty, which they put together kits and boxes with aluminum pans to make it very easy for hotels and restaurants to donate, put your leftover food in the box, put it in the fridge, and tomorrow our refrigerated delivery trucks will pick it up. And what we want to be is a processor of that food, because a leftover piece of cooked chicken being handed out to somebody who's hungry isn't exactly the most appetizing thing, but, you know, we bring it into our kitchen and we can, you know, grind it up and make chicken meat sauce turn into lasagna. We can make chicken soup, chicken salad, chicken a la king. We can go down the list of chickens.
But, mm-hmm.
our goal is to make healthy, nutritious meals that we can not only support our own feeding program, but also other nonprofits. And the most exciting part about that is we're going to bring in and working on that. We had a meeting last week with the Orangewood Foundation, but bringing in youth, especially those people aging out the foster system, and give them culinary training. And here's this leftover food. We're processing it. It's an easy avenue for us to train young people, really help break that cycle of poverty so they don't end up, in the same boat as so many people today, are today in Southern California. So it's really neat the way all three of them work together.
That's incredible, Chef. I mean, the training program, right. I mean, teach them how to pass it, pass it on, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. So do you have any events that you're doing, or do you have fundraising for yourself, or how do you?
Well, we do all, I mean, when we think of events, we think of the people we feed. One of the things I've always been challenged about is, as a chef, I've participated in countless events over the years. And as a hunger relief organization, the typical fundraisers always involve chefs and food and wine and dining. The chef's community is called on immensely to help other nonprofits. And I've always found it a dichotomy to be out there doing a food and beverage event to raise money to feed people who don't have any food. It's a heck of an oxymoron. So we're looking at some creative and fun ways, and going to small dinner events at people's homes. We got a couple of great people on staff. We're working on some neat ideas. We're working on the idea of a chef's potluck, so it'll be a food event, but a very casual, low-key one. But other than that, we just rely on your typical fundraising that any nonprofit would, depending on the goodwill of others. And one of the neatest things we're working on to raise our own funds is catering. Using those same students we're bringing in, offering catering into homes, or not homes, but mainly businesses, homes too. But that way we'll have a revenue stream that works towards self-sustainability.
Yeah, so for people out there that are having in-home parties, think of Bracken's Kitchen, definitely, and give them a call. Actually, how can people contact you? And I know you have a donate function on your website, so let everybody know where they can.
Website, our Facebook page. I mean, we have
Bracken'sKitchen.com.
www.Bracken'sKitchen.com. Okay. There's tons of information on there.
B-R-A-C-K-E-N.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, that's okay. B-R-A-C-K-E-N-S.
Yeah, Bracken'sKitchen.com. Okay. And there's a contact page. You can sign up for the newsletter. There's, we're building more information into it as our programs expand. But there's a lot of information on there and easy ways to get in touch with us or donate right there.
Oh, well, the other way that we can do some fundraising is if people call in or become a member of KX93.5. This week, a portion of your membership will go directly to Bracken's Kitchen.
Oh, that's great.
So we can hopefully help donate in that way as well. And you can go on their website and go to the donate button, and you can ask when you are at different events if they are have a partnership with Bracken's Kitchen to use up some of the food that is, would go to waste.
Absolutely.
That's how that listeners can help as well. And we have Chef Bill Bracken here. Thanks, Chef, for telling us all about your great programs and helping to feed Orange County and hopefully many other cities as you create, replicate this model.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
Well, thanks very much. This is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, make it a giving day.
Brilliant. You are brilliant, Caroline.
Oh.
And you, sir, are awesome.
So are you, Jason.
No, it's magic. And the kids are going to learn how to prepare food. You don't have to teach them how to make a roux. You're chopping up kitchen, right?
You know what a roux is. That's impressive.
Well, it's a complicated thing to do. Get it right. It's difficult, right? So they don't have to learn, you know, fancy stuff. And they get to find out where food comes from. Because there's such a dichotomy, isn't there, between you go and get the food from Ralph's. You know, they don't,
absolutely.
They don't know where it comes from.
It's that old song, peaches come in a can, they were put there by a man.
Right, exactly.
Right, well, I mean, one of the biggest wastes is even in your fridge, you waste food. And you can really, if you show, you should show everybody how to, like, repurpose what's in there to, you know, make something else. If it, oh, I didn't cook the chicken, but I can, like, do something else with it.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's, like, really good stuff.
It's
so
great.
Thanks, Chef.
So that 14-year-old can of olives that's in the back of your fridge, that's a waste, people. It's a waste. Thank you. BrackensKitchen.com, BrackensKitchen.com. Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks, Jason.